Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We've talked a lot about the National Right to Life Convention coming up in just a few weeks here in Washington, D.C. Recent news has shown why the convention is so important, now more than ever. At a time where more and more Americans are self-identifying as pro-life, we still see abortion numbers holding steady, with over 1.2 million unborn children aborted each year. So what do we do about it? The pro-life laws that we work so hard to pass have worked. People have been educated. The curtain covering the darkness of the abortion industry has been lifted a bit more with every protective law put in place. But what needs to happen at a grassroots level to turn that education into action? What do we need to be doing to turn head knowledge into heart knowledge? For years, National Right to Life has been working to change hearts and minds, and we've been successful in those efforts, but only because of you and the work that you do alongside us. With attacks on the elderly increasing, with earlier and earlier abortions being sold, and with an increasing push to view abortion as health care, we need to stay on top of recent developments and renew our passion. A great way to do that is by attending the National Right to Life Convention. At the convention, you'll hear from grassroots, state, and national leaders and be able to meet with them personally. You will learn about all the amazing new strides being made in legislation, the great victories at the state and national level, and the newest battles we must fight. But perhaps the most important thing of all is that you'll regain your passion. It's easy in this movement to become discouraged. We're surrounded on all sides by those who would, casually or with calculation, diminish the value of the most vulnerable members of society. And there are those who are ardently pro-abortion and those who are personally opposed but can't bring themselves to speak out against the active killing of unborn children. Sometimes those who believe it's wrong but refuse to do anything can bring down our spirits even more than those who actively work to promote a deadly agenda. None of us are strangers to feeling down or discouraged. But when we come together at events like the National Right to Life Convention, we're surrounded by those who have made it their goal, whether on a national stage or within their neighborhood, to protect life and to stand up to make a difference. There is nothing more encouraging and more uplifting for the spirit than to be surrounded by men and women of all ages and walks of life who have come together simply for the purpose of respecting human life. This convention isn't just for leaders in the movement. It's for everyone. It's for the teenager just learning about pro-life issues and the veteran volunteer who knows as well as anyone that the real force of the movement comes from those who are willing to give of their time to make phone calls or stuff envelopes. It's for the interested citizen looking for tools to take back to their local community. In short, the convention is for you. With childcare for those with small children and a concurrent teen convention for those wanting to bring older children, there is no reason for your family not to attend. It's a time to be inspired and to be re-energized. Find your passion this year in Washington, D.C. at the National Right to Life Convention, June 28th through the 30th. For more information on the convention and special hotel rates, visit our website at www.nrlconvention.com. As always, I encourage you to email me with any questions or comments that you may have, carol@prolifeperspective.com, and I look forward to meeting with you in Washington next month.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.